Saludo, Lorenzo. Hello, Lorenzo.
De Stefano.
Di Stefano.
Di Stefano.
Perfecto.
Okay.
Thank you. Nice to speak with you. How are you tonight?
Oh, great. And this night where we are basically impromptu. We had already planned this interview over a week ago. And it just so happens with the loss of Celia Cruz and Compay Segundo. Mm-hmm. And now René Toussaint, it's really turned into basically a celebration of Cuban music as we play the music of these three artists. And we thought it was great that we had you planned for this Monday because I'm sure Louis will agree with me. After watching your film about Los Afiros, let me tell you, I've always had a great respect for Cuban tradition and Cuban music and the great artists that have come out of Cuba. But watching Los Afiros only helped to make that respect and admiration even that much stronger. And I guess that's a tribute to you and everybody that worked with you putting this film together. And I wonder, first of all, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came about doing this film.
Sure, I'll be happy to. First of all, I bought a record. the record, the Bossa Cubana.
Oh, yes.
Like the greatest hits of Los Afiros put out in 1998.
Okay.
By World Circuit Records. And but before that, I had been going to Cuba for about 10 years, since 1993. And but I had never heard of Los Afiros in all those visits and all those times as a photographer and I directed some theater down there. So it came as a complete surprise to me. And then I did some investigation, as any good filmmaker will do. And it turned out that two of the men were still alive and that there was a lot of archival footage and material. So we began to try and get their permission.
Okay. And first of all, just to get into the technical aspect a little bit, how difficult was that? Because you have some great, great footage of them performing in Cuba, and you have some great interviews both in Cuba and in Miami. How difficult was that to get all that together, and how long did it take?